I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Tis the season when lakeshore owners start removing their docks, and that means a flurry of invasive species discoveries. There's been 3 new outbreaks of zebra mussels in Minnesota lakes. I'll tell you where when we return. But first,
hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources has confirmed the presence of zebra mussels in 3 new state lakes. The first is in East Twin Lake near Florence in Lyon County. East Twin Lake is the only lake in Lyon County and the third in southwest Minnesota where zebra mussels have been confirmed. A DNR conservation officer was contacted by an angler who found 4 adult zebra mussels on a stick in East Twin Lake. DNR invasive species specialists found more than a dozen adult zebes at 2 locations during a follow-up search. In August, the DNR also confirmed the presence of zebra mussels in Big Carnelian Lake near Stillwater in Washington County. The agency received a report of a zebra mussel attached to riprap on the Big Carnelian Lake shoreline. Local Resource Department staff investigated and observed zebra mussels at numerous sites in the water body. Finally, the agency also confirmed zebra mussels in Freeborn Lake near Farwell in Douglas County. A zebe was found on a settlement sampler on a dock on the Freeborn Lake public access. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.